Welcome back here to coverage of high school football on KJN. Ottavin picks up the win here tonight. Final is a 48-20 score, and now being joined by Ottavin head coach Sean Burks. Coach, a good performance from your team here tonight, especially really set the tone there in that second quarter.
Yeah, I was impressed with the kids tonight. You know, a lot of these guys, it was their first real playoff action. You know, we've had that number one RPI on our back for a week now, so you just don't know how they're going to respond. But better in bunch. I thought they'd respond the way they did. Harrisburg Park's a really good team. You know, they played right with Remsen. They took care of business on everybody else on their schedule, including Newell Fonda, Northwood Kensett. There's some quality teams there. Playing Northwest Iowa, you know, they see athletes. You know, they have athletes. So really impressed with our guys being able to come out and execute tonight. Run game, pass game, few trick plays. Defensively, to keep them pretty much in check, even though they got some yardage and some plays at times, and they're going to have that. When they've got the athletes and they got a 6-3 receiver, you can go get it. You just got to limit the explosive plays, and I thought we did a good job with that tonight.
Well, on the other side, you guys were able to hit some big plays. You hit one there early that was able to spring you there. Smith catches the pass there in that third down in that first possession, and they were rolled down the sideline. That had to be just a huge boost right away for your guys.
Yeah, we had a few plays drawn up this week that we really liked based on the look we were getting from them. So we had some things we kind of saved up all season and knew that we'd like to break it out at some point. It just didn't present itself till tonight, so it just the way it was. And I thought we ran the ball really well after that. I think the hardest Skyler's run in his life. You know, he ran lowered his shoulder, his pad level. He's a pretty tall, skinny kid, so he's got to get down on that level. I thought he ran hard tonight. I thought Caden ran hard. He got lit up a few times. They're tough. You know, there were some times where you're curious, because up front with 44 in the middle, you're curious if you can run between the guards much or between the tackles or even going to think of it. But we did it. We did enough tonight to pull out a win.
A huge momentum change, I thought, was the end of that first quarter, beginning of the second quarter. Of course, they have a couple holding calls, one that brings back a touchdown, and then you're able to get the ball back, and immediately that first play of the second quarter, you run the double reverse flea flicker, hook up with Smith for the touchdown. That just really changed the whole story of the game.
Yeah, we liked the timing of that one, coming off the turnover, starting the quarter or whatever it was. We had a chance to talk through it, walk a little bit. You know, it's kind of nice because these guys never come off the field, but we practiced it enough times. We liked the look we were getting out of them. You know, any team that runs a lot of man, that you leave yourself a little bit vulnerable to play action and reverse type stuff. So that's how they burned us 3 years ago, was some of that stuff when we were man. We're more zone now because of that. Some other things as well. But just the way it looked, we knew based on their guys and their coverage, we thought we had a pretty good shot, and we executed it.
Cade Smith showing off his athleticism tonight, gets the hat trick, running, receiving, and throwing. He does it all. Just a heck of a game for him.
Yeah, for a kid that missed school yesterday sick, just didn't feel very good all week. Even today, he didn't look very good, didn't feel very good, but he had to be at school and gutted it out. And by the end of the day, he's feeling a little bit better. And he's a gamer. You know, he wasn't 100%. He's taking some shots. So he's not feeling great physically from just the football sense and from, you know, just the being sick this week. So to get that kind of performance out of the kid just shows you how big of a gamer he is. When those lights come on and he shines, he's a special talent, and we're lucky to have him.
Well, we get what fans here in the Nishna Valley wanted, the rematch next week with the KM Cougars. It was a tough one a week ago. Should be another fun game next Friday.
It'll be a battle. It was a battle week 9. There was a lot on the line. Now there's more on the line. Should be a ramped up crowd. Should be a big crowd. The teams got cut in half, and we're fortunate enough that we played well enough to make the cut. And now we have a really big one to next week. And our kids will respect the heck out of Cam. They know what they do. But they'll also have some new stuff for us, and we'll hope to have some new stuff for them. But it's going to come down to who can make some plays next week, because last week, you know, defense has played pretty darn well most of the night. We were lucky to get over the turnover bug early. They had the turnover bug bite them late. So, you know, turnovers and big plays always play a role, and anytime you've got two pretty talented teams like there are next week, it'll come down to the little things.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
You
Congrats
bet.
On the win tonight.
Thank you.